Elena, do you have a theme song that you have for your life? Like, if we're gonna intro you?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question. You know what? The kids for basketball games, we listen to "All I Do Is Win" before
Sure.
games
No
as a
matter
pump.
what.
Yeah. It's really normal that the 7-year-old is like, it's very obnoxious lyrics that she sings. And I just will not, I'll refrain from talking about it. Yeah, I don't really have a
Well,
theme song though.
you just came out of the I'll call it torment of full house COVID and then straight into stomach flu, stomach bugs. So that's fun.
So fun.
I was thinking you could do y'all go make me
Yeah, right.
last
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. It's a
night.
good song. That's very fitting.
So, but you survived and you're out of it.
We had flu A over Christmas. Then we had COVID, the five of us. Dustin never got, he's like invincible. And he didn't get the stomach flu either.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Unless he's like doing everything while he's healthy.
Well, I mean, he is a great helper. Yes, he is. He's very helpful. However, I'm like coughing in his face and he's just like, "Oh, I feel great." And I'm like, "Well, that's good because I'm on my deathbed." So that was fun. But no, yeah, hopefully.
So flu A right into COVID, right
And
into
stomach flu.
stomach. Yeah.
So fun.
It never ends with kids. And you got a
Yeah, and
bunch of kids
it's
around, so.
especially because they're like drinking out of each other, or like, "I want to try it," or "That's mine." And so it's like.
I made my kids get separate toothpaste tubes
Yeah, I
this
do that too.
winter. It just, I'm like, no, you all cannot not wipe your toothbrush all over the end of everything as you try to get it. I was like,
My
so.
kids 4 and 2 are really into eating like a puppy, which means
Oh
put
my
their food in a bowl on the floor and eat the food, but then it goes out of the bowl and then it's eaten off the floor. So that's not great.
Remember the story about Georgia? Did I ever tell you that? She got thrush. Do you know what thrush is?
I've heard
It's
of
where
it.
your tongue gets super swollen and is white. We were at Target. She was throwing popcorn up in the air to eat it in her mouth, normal. And one of them dropped on the floor and she had her hand tied around her back and she was laying on the floor licking the popcorn. And I was like, "Get off the floor."
And
And
she
then
got
3 days later,
thrush.
she got strep throat and thrush.
Oh my gosh. Maybe they
My
should mop the
gosh.
floor, put a dabble of bleach in there.
Ew, yeah. But I was like, okay, well, it's T minus, I don't know, 2 days. And then we're all going to be sick. I mean, her tongue was this big and it was white and it was, yeah, it was terrible.
Lori's our resident medical expert. So anytime anybody gets sick, we're like,
What do
Lori.
you have?
Yeah, thrush is a fungus.
Oh, wow. So fun.
Yeah. But, speaking of though getting sick and your husband not, when I before you all had I think it was a COVID, I also apparently had COVID.
Oh,
And
really?
then I got that. And then I was on my deathbed for
Well,
5
because you were in
days.
the ER, right?
Right. And my husband was at the Chiefs game in Green Bay.
Oopsies.
Yeah. And everyone was like, "Oh my gosh, that happened while he was gone." I'm like, "No, it was happening." And then he left.
Wait, you were in the hospital?
No,
He was like, "See, yeah, you're in good hands."
No, I had gotten sick and I felt horrible. And I kept thinking, I'll be better by the time he's got to leave because he was leaving on the weekend. But then that didn't happen. I got sick. And he was going to have to leave in like 2 days. They even delayed them leaving because I was so sick. And I mean bedridden sick. Like couldn't,
Fever, everything.
fevers, yes, high fevers. Could not get out of bed. He went ahead and left. And the way he finagled that is he got his mom to come help with the children. But then while he was gone, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then I ended up in the ER. And I tried to get him to fly back because they drove to Green Bay, but it was like,
Freaking men,
I
you know?
seriously,
Golly.
let's not disrupt the Chiefs. Good night.
Yeah, Dustin's like the number one fan, so
Yeah, I know.
I understand.
Oh, and then my husband went with your husband to the Chiefs game that everyone literally froze. And Caleb told me last night he read an article that of the people who had frostbite injuries from that game, which I don't know the number, but of those people, 70% are facing amputations of some kind.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I mean, that number could have been 15 people.
Still.
I don't know. I don't know what the number was. But
you know, for the kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all probably happily undergoing the amputations.
Oh, golly.
It's probably that guy with his shirt off, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's like, why are you doing TV, that?
I guess.
Yeah, probably. Get a little attention. Before we go further, you are Elena.
I am.
Our former client.
Yes.
Our Hall of Fame client. Best ever.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you just can't get enough of me because we're getting ready to do another project.
Yeah, yeah, and we're pumped for it. So we did your basement, and Lori's done some work for you before too. Some furnishing stuff, mm-hmm, and different things. And I think we're just going to start a series of best clients.
Oh my gosh, ever. That's awesome.
You're going to be the first one.
Well, I am happy to be here and, of course, have nothing but great things to say. It was so easy. My kids are like, when are they coming back? So, but yeah, loving the basement.
Good.
Loving the basement. We use it on the daily. And I walked down the other day and they were throwing oranges. One busted on the wall. And I'm like, really? On the white wall. But we've had a few minor incidents. But
oranges do look a lot like balls.
Oh my God. So. Yeah, it's like, why? Like, why are we doing that?
This is why we use eggshell paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wipeable.
Yeah.
So you were famously amazing to work with. Do you have, it's obviously not the funnest process in the world. Mm-hmm. There's paint fumes, there's dust. Do you have advice for people who are looking at major renovations? Move out maybe, or?
Yeah. Okay. So I think that you guys were super good about communication, number one, which was so helpful because I felt like I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Because of the weekly emails and the stuff that you do, protocols that you have.
Shout out to Aaron.
That was so helpful. So I felt like we knew, yes, obviously paint is smelly and I have really bad asthma. Mm-hmm. So we were prepared to stay at my parents I think one or two nights, but it really was not bad. They did a super good job about opening doors and making sure there was air circulation and doing the best that they could. But I just feel like you guys deserve the credit in that regard because, I never felt like, you know, it's hard to have four kids and living in a space and have people there in and out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with anxiety that I have about the cleanliness of things.
Sure.
But I felt like, I don't know, it was a very smooth transition. They were very prepared. They were on time. They were reliable, which I feel like is half the battle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're just very sweet guys, like the best. I have never worked with guys like that who were,
they're the best.
I mean, they were just very considerate, very considerate, very engaging. They're just really, really good people. So yeah, I mean, I felt like the weekly emails were super helpful. I always knew what was coming and you guys are really good about saying like, hey, there's a delay in this or whatever. So yeah, I mean, upcoming renovations to those listening, I would say, I don't know what I would say because I felt like you guys did the hard work.
Hmm. Well, I'll take the credit. You know, I'm never one to shy away from taking credit. Oh, it's difficult. And I think the hard part for us is knowing what people's tolerance of the craziness is. Cause it's not like you don't notice we're there. We're there. It's it's a major deal. So I don't know. It's hard to know what people's response is going to be.
I was like super impressed too because, you know, we had to tear out a bunch of stuff like flooring and carpet and all of that. And, you know, sometimes in the past when I've had people redo the house, it's like they just like throw it outside and just I felt like everything was clean. That was like huge for me. I felt like the dust was always cleaned up. They did a really good job of like keeping up with that kind of stuff. And they were like ninjas. I felt like they worked like super fast.
Yeah. Ninjas with mariachi music.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great. It keeps you moving.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good experience. That's awesome.
Yeah. And Lori and I have worked together before. Mm-hmm. She did like a bunch of design stuff Mm-hmm. And I kind of just let you run with it because I don't have, I'm not good at that. And I feel like you do a really good job of like just like bottom lining my personality when dealing with people like me who are overwhelmed by options.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of knew kind of what I wanted just through.
I need a few details like green.
Yes. Color. Yes.
Okay. And go. And then it felt easy.
Yeah. I mean, I did second guess you a lot. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? Everybody who comes in, they're like, oh my gosh, I love the green.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did green on the cabinets, which it looks so good.
Yeah.
Love it.
I just keep nudging.
Do you feel like that's harder or easier for you, Lori, when people have more opinions or less opinions?
I mean, always a starting point is good because I don't want to present something with bold colors to someone who hates bold colors. So I need some sort of starting point. But the trust after is where it comes. And even with her questioning, I think the black tile was a little scary too.
Yes.
But just kept looking at like referencing this inspo picture or whatever. Here's what it's going to look like. And then you can look at that and be like, okay, I do like that. So, okay.
Well, and you were good about like, okay, just take a deep breath because there's a lot of natural light in here.
Right.
We have a lot of big windows.
It won't be too dark.
It won't be too dark with the light paint. Yeah, you also brought several different pictures to say like, hey, this is what this is what I'm doing and this is why, which was super helpful.
Yeah.
Because I am a visual person, but I don't, you had like one or two options for everything, which was really like greens. You didn't bring like 10 greens because it was too much. Yeah,
right.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to do some other projects too.
Okay, perfect.
Dustin, plug your ear.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that should be the next part. How do you have these conversations with your husband?
Well, okay. So that's a loaded question.
I know.
But no, I mean, the basement is something that we wanted to do from like day one moving in.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of like timing wise with the kids, having four kids and like, let's wait until, you know, the youngest is at least 7 or 8. So that way we can like, you know, things might actually last.
Right.
And the kids have been great with the furniture.
Yeah.
Cleaning up and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next project comes. And did Dustin think it was too soon to spend?
Okay. Well, I think he's tired of listening to my mouth about the store having no storage.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So he's like, fine. Yeah. Whatever.
So
get out of my face.
Wear him down.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
And actually, we had set aside, he's very big in budgeting. Mm-hmm. And so we had set aside more money than we thought we were going to use for the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had like in my head, like, okay.
You already earmarked it for something.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And he is like, if we kind of thought if the project is going to be budgeted at this, we're probably going to go over. Mm-hmm. And you guys did such a good job of keeping the basement within the budget, even though we had a little snafus about like, oh, we can't get this light or we can't, and providing other options, we still stayed really in budget, which was huge for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, there was a little bit left over. So, I mean, eventually we wanted to do the garage, but I mean, it's just hard with all of the things for kids and pool furniture
Absolutely.
And all. Really excited about that.
Just the stuff.
Lots of stuff.
So we're going to start that soon and that'll be good.
Yes. I'm excited for like to get the bikes off.
Yeah.
Our oldest is going to be driving.
Oh my gosh.
She gets her permit in August.
Does that freak you out or are you like, oh good, she can take herself places?
I think if it were the other three, yes. But with her, I just like cannot sing her praises enough. She's just like, she's such a good hearted kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so responsible. I mean, maybe I should. I mean, yes, I worry about other people, but I don't worry about her because she's very good at making good choices and being responsible. So yes and no. I mean, my stress comes with like a couple of the others. We won't mention names. Lots of prayers.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So she'll be driving. She gets her permit in August. And so.
Who's going to teach Are you going to teach or will Dustin
no,
be
Dustin,
the teacher?
Yeah. Yeah, Dustin. I mean, yeah. I mean,
you've had
tend
a couple
to
of...
overreact.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to like get in a wreck because I overreacted.
Well, just I haven't known you that long, but you've had a couple of car snafus in the short time I have known you.
I can't even. Really bad luck.
Yeah.
Just not my fault, luck. Though.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
my fault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just bad
Never
luck.
My fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the one, but.
Yeah, right. We won't talk about that.
So Dustin has a tendency to keep it a little.
He's Dustin
just lower
is,
key.
Listen, I wish I was more like Dustin. Mm-hmm. He is just, he's an all around, like, good hearted, very, very level thinking, rational person.
Yeah.
Very forgiving. He's just a really good guy. So yes, he will be teaching Charlotte because I feel like he can stay even keeled where I'm like,
a
little bit more of a spaz. So we want to do this to get the bikes off.
Yeah. Make room for her.
Make room. You know, we're going to do some shelving and some different stuff to get, you know, they trample in all of the balls and all of their 500 shoes.
Yeah.
And soccer cleats and all that. So I'm excited to have like more organization.
Yeah.
So I don't have to like see it all the time.
Organization just is big for me.
Me too.
It just like, I feel like a crazy person when there's just stuff everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is I agree, but I don't ever think to myself, I need organization. It's just once I do it, I'm like, oh. This feels so much better.
But you walk in your house and there's stuff everywhere or out of place.
Yeah.
Does that make you crazy?
It doesn't make me crazy.
It makes me crazy.
I just don't realize how much it affects me until I clean it. And then I'm like, oh, I feel way better. But I don't think to myself, this is making me crazy.
I feel like I am in chaos.
Mm. So do I. It's like, oh my gosh, I went from 0 to 10 in 5 seconds. Like, what's happening?
Mm. Yeah, Caleb's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, there's stuff everywhere.
Yeah, I need clean. I need clean countertops. I need stuff to be hung up. I got to have it all.
And I want everything to have a place so bad.
Yes.
But the kids are like actively.
Yeah.
Anti that in every way.
Oh, I know. I often say I'm going to videotape my kids when they walk in the house from school because it's like coats go one way, yeah. Shoes go the other, backpacks on the floor. It's like, could you just put it on the chair, please? Just like put it on the chair and stop throwing it everywhere.
Yeah. And I lose it a little bit when I find their garbage, their wrappers from all their snacks.
We've been really working on that.
All the places.
Take it to the trash.
Yeah. You've got younger kids, so I feel like it's harder for Trent because
See?
They don't
yeah.
really
Thank
understand.
You. It is harder for me.
Well, okay.
In your home.
Yes.
Well, I'm getting ready to have a baby in 5 weeks.
Oh my gosh. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Ready or not.
Oh my gosh. Part of me is like, I'm ready for Katie to just have her life back because she's been so miserable.
Yeah,
in pregnancy.
That's so hard.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, just having a functioning wife again will be great, even if we have to deal with a newborn. We're not newborn people. Do you have a favorite stage of kid life?
I think I would say definitely like 4, 5 or 6
mm-hmm.
because they're self-sufficient. We're over the toddler stage where it's
yeah.
just like massive fits.
Meltdowns.
Yeah. And they start to like process and understand maybe.
Yeah.
I really love the ages the kids are now. They're 14, 12, 10 and 7. So asking lots of questions, eager
yeah.
to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
we don't have attitudes.
I feel like I will like that.
Yeah. It's like they're cool. It's
I
cool
still
to
like
see
you.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, Rhett asks a lot of questions, but it's the classic, like, why? Why? Why?
I'm well, like, Faye is in my least favorite stage right now.
Mm.
Between
How old?
1 and 18 months.
Oh,
so she's
man.
13 months. So she just absolutely lost her mind, cried as I changed her poopy diaper this morning.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, this is actually not, like, it's like I'm ripping off her fingernail or something.
Torture.
Vera had really bad colic for 6 months. So like that phase for me, like 12 to 18 months was like the best because she wasn't screaming all day, every day.
Yeah. I didn't have a colicky baby, but therefore I really did like newborn.
I didn't love the newborn. Yeah, it's like, I need you to communicate. Face. What do you need? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just surviving for the next
Faye's
eight
communicating mm-hmm. by just pointing and screaming right now. So that's not.
She gets that from you.
No.
Well, it's not Caleb.
It's not anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
It's from the devil.
Oh, my gosh.
Satan himself.
How do her brothers feel about that? Will they get her what she wants?
I heard Reed say the other day, like, what do you want? And I'm like, yep. Uh-huh. Nobody
yeah,
knows.
We get it.
It's a huge secret.
He said it with a big smile.
Yeah, he probably did.
Yeah, he does everything with a big smile. We were walking into Nothing Bundt Cakes, which...
So very good.
So freaking good.
So sponsor good. Of the pod.
Sponsor the pod.
Hopefully.
Nothing
Bundt
Cakes.
Or just send us Bundt Cakes.
Yeah.
We love going there. It's just incredible. And the kids can get their own.
Yeah.
Then they don't have to try to share, which is mm-hmm. just better. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're walking in and there's like oil drips on the ground from the cars. And Rhett's like, what's that? I'm like, it's oil drip from a car. Why? Well, it leaks oil. What for? I'm like, it's old. What's it do? I'm like, oh my gosh. So I just keep answering with, you know, those answers. And probably eight questions in, he goes, that's interesting.
Oh, that's cute.
You're going to be a little engineer.
Yeah.
Okay, side note. I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We go to a Christian church. We all go to. Yeah. So, LCF, yes. But I gave up, you know, growing up, we always gave something up for Lent.
Sure.
And yeah. I gave up sweets, not realizing. Ooh. I mean, with kids, you guys know it's like,
yeah.
Will
yeah.
you make brownies? Will you make chocolate chip cookies? Will you, can we get ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize how often we are frequent
I think...
users that we eat.
Yeah.
Sweets, and it's been torturous.
Isn't that
actually.
The point of
so
Lent?
So you're doing that
you
right now.
Yes, I'm actively okay. doing it right now.
Oh.
40 days.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
40 days.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But anyways,
I don't know what
nothing
would happen
but cake
to me.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry to bring it up.
Yeah, they're so good. I was asking Rhett what kind
we'll
he wanted.
We'll deliver some to you on Easter.
Oh,
yeah. You know, because they have the little tiny ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rhett was like, I want the big one. Like the full size. I'm like, no.
The red velvet's my favorite. Carrot's so good, too.
Oh, really?
So good.
I'm a juvenile. Like, I want the one with the sprinkles.
Oh, my gosh.
I do chocolate
the
chip.
The confetti or whatever.
Yeah, funfetti. Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
That's what Vera
I
got.
I had that. Yeah. That's what Georgia would get, too.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. Dustin loves red velvet. I like the carrot.
Yeah.
I just don't really like chocolate. So I just don't eat a lot. We don't eat a lot of chocolate.
Okay.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I would say, what percentage of the world doesn't like chocolate? Less than 10?
I don't know. I'm very weird.
Yeah.
My 10-year-old, she doesn't really eat sweets.
Wow.
The only thing she likes, it was like, I think when she was younger, it was like the cold sensation in her mouth that she hated ice cream. Wouldn't eat a popsicle, wouldn't eat anything.
Interesting.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she doesn't really eat sweets besides like cinnamon rolls. That's about it.
I mean, I love cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
So I don't blame her there.
She doesn't really like cake. We're not a big cupcake family. I don't really make that a lot, but we do
cookies?
Love our sweets.
No cookies? She doesn't like an Oreo?
No.
Wow.
Doesn't like Oreos.
I don't like Oreos. I think they're garbage.
Yeah, they are gross.
Shut up.
Give me a golden.
A golden Oreo?
Yeah, I love the golden too.
I hate regular Oreos. I'm going to stare at the camera and say, it really makes people mad.
Oreo's not a sponsor of this podcast.
Nestle, Nabisco, I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, one of those companies that runs the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You make like everything you can buy at the grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Full of preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
I think Oreos are garbage. Yeah.
No, you dip them in milk?
Ew, I hate milk too.
Oh, I hate
Lori,
milk too.
No, you and Caleb have the same.
Yeah. Katie
Do
calls
you drink
it
milk?
Oh, yeah.
Like, with what?
Well, first of all, I have a latte every morning.
Okay, yeah.
From my Nespresso.
Okay, but
okay,
do you drink
Yeah, but you just like,
milk.
Oh, wow, I'm thirsty. Let me grab a glass of milk.
I mean, I would all the time, but yes.
Reminds me of kindergarten.
Ew.
Is it in a cardboard carton?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's not, but I loved those. Did you not drink those? You always went for the orange juice at the cafeteria?
No.
I would only try to... stomach it if it was chocolate, and if it was like an all white day, I just wasn't gonna touch it.
Weird.
I just hate. I've always hated milk ever since I was little.
Katie
really?
Katie calls it milk. Milk.
Milk.
Why? I'm like, that's not English.
With an E?
Yeah. Milk.
Huh. Mm.
Sometimes that
lady.
Call it
garbage.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I love a cold glass of milk.
I follow this one person on Instagram that says that if you're an adult like that, you're a serial killer.
Yeah, seriously. Well, maybe that's me. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't really love milk, actually.
I don't even put it in, like, there's only a few cereals that I will put it in.
I'll just use, like, a dry, like, I barely put any milk. Right. I don't ever eat cereal, really, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If it's going to, any, also soggy is a huge deterrent for me. Anything that gets soggy. So, like, I don't eat French toast.
Oh, really?
I don't. I'll, like, if we have pancakes, I'll, like, take a little bit and dip it in the syrup and then put it. I don't let it, like, sit because it gets, like, really soggy and mushy, and that grosses me out.
Keep the mic in front of your face, by the way.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm touching it.
Well, you were talking to the side and then it kind of gets quieter.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll eat French toast. I would eat French toast every freaking day of my life.
I love breakfast food. Yeah. Love breakfast food.
I want eggs.
Yeah.
If you go to a Cracker Barrel,
hash brown.
What do you get?
Like the classic American eggs and bacon and hash browns, and they got to be shredded.
Look, I'm not, I don't hate on breakfast food, period.
Yeah, I love it.
But I don't really do like pancakes and waffles much.
Lori.
It's because
my kids eat it like every weekend. I mean,
it's because of the soggy factor.
Are the kids eat it? Do the kids eat it?
Yeah, and Caleb does too.
Yeah.
But I'm just really picky about stuff like soaked.
Okay,
in
I feel like
moisture.
You were making fun of me for being a child with my eating habits, but you sound like a toddler.
Okay. And that's like a texture thing.
It doesn't count.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
Rhett is really into not eating whatever we make for dinner right now.
I eat like seafood and stuff. I'm not only eating like elementary school snacks.
Chicken dino nuggets and mac and cheese.
What does he eat? What does he like?
Yogurt, like in a tube. Yogurt tubes, cheese sticks, beef jerky. Yeah,
not really a big meat guy, or
I don't know. No, it just depends. Last night he was literally throwing he had a complete meltdown because I made spaghetti, and he didn't want it. He did not want spaghetti. And he's literally in tears, crying at the table. No, I don't want it. He's shoving the bowl away. And then Katie gets up to get a drink or something. And then literally with tears on his face, he just looks at his bowl and goes, okay. Starts eating it.
You know, one thing that no one told me as a young parent is how hard it is to keep your cool when your child is in a full... We had an incident this morning. Georgia didn't like her hair. Okay, she asked me to curl it. She wanted to wear it down, which rarely happens. So I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Got up in enough time. What do you know? 20 minutes later, she's just like losing her mind because one side is more curled than the other. And I'm like woo-sawing in the closet. Like, I was like, okay, it's just you're not going to care about this in 5 minutes. Take a deep breath. And we went through all of the exercises.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, fine. One side's more curled than the other. You're just going to have to go with it. Because
really
I'm not.
Hard.
Now, then I get really stubborn. Like, okay, well, so now that you've thrown a fit, like now this is over. Like, I'm not curling the other side.
Yeah. I was really trying to explain to Vera the other day, when you throw a fit, it makes you less likely to get what you want.
Totally.
But she was not grasping the concept. She was just more concerned about, I don't get the sucker. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not talking about the sucker. I'm saying in general.
Right.
When you throw a fit, the chances of you getting what you want go down. She's like, but I want the sucker. And I'm like, yeah, not talking about the sucker.
You're never having a sucker again.
Yeah. The boys got a PS5 for Christmas.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's been an amazing motivator as like a consequence.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
sure.
And, well, if you're going to act like that, then you guys aren't going to play a PS5. So
that straightens them up.
Oh, yeah.
So when Rhett was throwing his fit about spaghetti, I was like, Vera, tell him he has to eat his spaghetti. And she goes, Rhett, you have three choices. You can eat your spaghetti, you can eat a piece of toast, or you don't get your cake for dessert.
Oh. Yeah, that's always the motivator, the sweet treat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
After dinner.
That used to be ours, and then Cohen started like not caring about that.
Oh.
Because he's got a special amount of stubborn in him.
Mm-hmm.
Where he can just decide not, don't care. Man, the videos that pop up on memories of him in our dinner time are just horrified. Insane. Yes. And it's like, please God, Faye, don't let Faye be like that.
You know what? I think one day we'll appreciate the stubbornness in our kids. For sure. It will do them like well. Yeah. But right now, just not having it. Yeah. Not interested. Not interested.
I said, if you can be stubborn for Jesus like this someday,
right,
it will be worth it. But
well, yeah, you don't want a kid that's just going to do what everybody else wants them to do.
Right.
But that's tough when you're parenting.
But, yeah. But I'd like it when it comes to now, me, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating wise, Reed will put stuff together. You know what I mean? Like an adult would, like a taco, he'll put it all in the shell. Or like last night we had like chicken Greek wrap, so he'll put it in the non-bread. But, you know, Cohen cannot get past that stage of wanting it all to be separate on his plate.
Oh, yeah, not touching. Don't touch it.
Well,
can't touch.
And then it just doesn't taste as good. And so I try to convince him, like, it's really good with the sauce, but he doesn't believe me. But like Reed moved on. Past that, and he's got a little bit more. He's much easier with food. Plus, he's kind of like a garbage disposal. But
who, Reed?
Yeah, he eats a lot of food.
He's a tall kid,
and he'll like we'll have like tacos, and he'll eat his portion, and then he'll just like walk over when he's done. He'll eat a sweet treat, and then he'll go over to the pan on the stove with the ground beef sitting in it, and just grab a spoon and start feeding himself. Ground beef.
You know, I think what kills me is we will finish dinner, and they're all four really good eaters. We will finish dinner, we'll be cleaning up, and they go directly to the pantry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what is happening? Yeah. You just ate
it's so confusing.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Like, are you really that hungry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like the snacking is like next level.
Yeah. We just didn't really have snacks when I was a kid. Not my mom was. My mom was probably going to be like, God, we always had snacks. But we didn't.
Yeah, I don't feel like we did either.
Like my kids. We have a snack drawer in the fridge. It's just full of their snacks. Cheese sticks and yogurts and whatever.
I feel like we were the family. We always had to ask to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my mom was a little more strict. We talked about this in the studio the other day. That my mom only let us get the Pop-Tarts that had no frosting.
Oh my gosh, why?
Yeah.
Because of the sugar.
Sugar, yeah, she's smart.
But like they barely even make those anymore.
My kids really don't like, speaking of Pop-Tarts, we always had them growing up. But my kids really just like don't like them.
Oh my gosh. Caleb and I would eat them a lot because, I don't know, we just grew up and loved them.
Yeah, yeah.
So we made a rule for ourselves as adults that we do not buy them except on weeks of holidays.
Oh my gosh. Special treat.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming. Special treat.
Yeah. My brother knows about that rule for ourselves too. So we always like, Easter week, y'all getting Pop-Tarts?
Oh my gosh. That's cute.
But I would gain a bunch of weight if I let myself have them all the time.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. Turning 40 has been like an eye-opener because, especially in the summer when they just like, I mean, they're just savages. They just like eat non-stop. And so it's like, oh, let me have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Things are different.
Yeah. I was just talking about this last week, but the realization of metabolism slowing down and not just like I need to not eat junk, but I have to actively eat less of anything is like a really tough moment.
I have like one day where I eat like a salad and I expect to like get on the scale.
Yeah,
I
know.
I'm like 5 pounds.
Why don't I have a six pack? I did 50 sit-ups today. What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It feels like it should be a lot easier.
But it turns out you have to do that like 100 times to even make a dent.
It's for the birds.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Someday they'll just have a pill I can take and I won't have to deal with it.
I think it's hard with young kids and we're all active, working. And so it's really hard to like for me to stay disciplined because it's like, well, I leave at 5 o'clock at night and then I'm not home sometimes until 8 o'clock because I'm picking up and taking. And so then I get home at 8 and we all like eat again.
Yeah, right. You have like, you know, another,
it's like a different stage.
You've got like another full time job with kids sports.
Yeah, it's really something. However, it's worth it to see them do what they really love to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so
how has your experience been with kids sports in general? You were an athlete, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I mean, I think that it's different. It's just really competitive, really early.
Yeah.
And
does that bother you?
Well, it doesn't bother me if the kids are like that, if they have like kind of that kill, mm-hmm. you know. However, I think for, you know, parenting and trying to guide different personalities in the kids, it's hard because it's like maybe they're not as good right now. Mm. And so it's like, I'm not good. And it's like, honey, you're 10, like,
right.
you know, you just have to keep at it. So there's a lot of good life lessons to be learned. However, it's just more competitive and it's kind of frowned upon to play multiple sports now. And it's like growing up, we played
everything,
mm-hmm. right? And now it's like, well, what's her sport? It's like, I don't know. She's 10.
If they could choose now. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a different philosophy for, it may work for some kid who absolutely like loves one sport.
Yeah.
My kids don't. They like whatever sport they're playing right now. So just a different, I mean, it's a lot of tournaments and a lot of practices and a lot of all the things. So just trying to juggle like multiple sports, I think, is what's best for them. I don't know. I could be messing it all up.
Now, Caleb, as a coach, always thought that multi-sport athletes was a good thing.
Yeah, you can specialize and not develop other skill sets that could be helpful.
I think there was a lot of like research and studies that a lot of times produced a better athlete in general because you did have experience in other
fields. Well, they talk about that with Mahomes, right? Like he's a baseball player, he'd be basketball. Like that helps with his balance. It helps with his arm strength.
Speed. They help with,
just different things that aren't.
You get different kinds of workouts with different sports and things like that.
Yeah, I feel like looking ahead in high school, I mean, Liberty Athletics, I mean, they're just really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge school. And so I think, I don't know, that's kind of scary because I want the kids to be involved.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, I had a childhood, right? I got to pick what I wanted to do. So it's up to them.
That's
tough.
Yeah, even because I graduated high school in 2007, but I went to Liberty. And even then it was kind of like, if you hadn't been playing the sport since you were a kid, like you weren't going to be on varsity.
Right.
For sure. I mean, maybe like an occasional, just like freak athlete could do that. But for the most part, like you weren't going to be, you could be on the team.
Right.
But you weren't going to play. So that's tough because you want them to be able to be on the team. And
right. Yeah. I want them to be involved. However, I don't know. It's just a fine line. It's like, I also want them to have a childhood. Like I don't want them to be running to
practice.
I'm
definitely going
to
err. I don't know. It's hard to say now because my oldest kid's 4, but like, I feel like I'll err on the side of like, just, it's not that serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had an incident this weekend where Lucy was in a tournament and she was kind of upset. She didn't play like that well. And she was kind of frustrated and she felt like her teammates were better than her. And so we're saying our prayers at night. And I said, I typically ask them, like, what are you struggling with?
Hmm.
Like, give it to God, you know,
mm-hmm.
ask for help. You can't do it on your own. So we were having this conversation. I kind of voiced something I had been struggling with. I asked Lucy, what are you struggling with? And her response was driving to the basket. I'm like, oh, honey, hang on. Basketball doesn't define you.
Yeah.
Basketball is something that you do, okay?
Yeah.
And it can be something that you love. Yes. If you are frustrated and you want help, honey, you know, you've got to put in extra time. And I was kind of explaining like it's a learning experience.
Yeah.
And basketball is not who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is just a short stint in your life. Like this is something you like to do. Like I'm talking about, and I told Dustin afterwards, I'm like, oh my gosh. What are we doing to these kids? Like, are we doing the right thing? Because like driving to the basket is not something that you're struggling with. Okay.
Right.
Something that you want to do, but that is not an internal struggle that you're fighting, you mm-hmm. know? So that kind of made me step back and be like, okay. Ooh, all right. So
yeah,
we had to have many conversations, but it was kind of an eye opener for her, I think too. Like, okay, you're right. This isn't me. This isn't who I am. So
it's interesting because as a kid, I remember I got to my senior year, and I thought, like, I had wrestled my whole life and I quit after my junior year. I was just sick of it. It was burnout. And I was like, I'm not having fun. I don't enjoy this at all. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I'm like, isn't the point to have fun if you're not having fun? I realize now, like, there's also lessons to be learned about, like, hard work and teamwork and
working together.
Yeah. So I get that part too. But at the end of the day, like, they're games. Mm-hmm. We're playing games. Mm-hmm. They should be enjoyable on some level.
Yeah. I mean, we also struggle with, like, coaches and the kids, you know, maybe it's more direct than they want. And so it's just, it's a constant, like, learning experience. It's, you know, you're going to have to deal with people that in your job and in life that you maybe don't see eye to eye with.
Do, in the experience you've had so far, do parents, like, melt down at referees and coaches, or pretty much not?
I mean, not yet. Uh-huh. I mean, there have been a couple instances where it's like, okay, wow, all right, let's just take a deep breath. This is eighth grade volleyball. It's just not that serious. Right. But no, I wouldn't say. I mean, luckily we are with a lot of good families and a lot of good people. Yeah. So we have not had a ton of instances. I mean, I have heard of or watched, you know, waiting for our kids to start games, like, parents, like, freaking out. Mm-hmm. But
if you had to pick a sport that you have to, like, sit through for the rest of your life to watch, what would be the sport you pick?
Oh, that's hard. I mean, I really love basketball because it's fast paced.
Same. Yeah.
However, it's really fun to, I mean, volleyball is, like, a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy. I didn't realize how competitive it was and just, like, it's like a different world. Mm-hmm. So Charlotte has been playing competitive volleyball and I really love watching her. Max is playing soccer and I like outside. I mean, he's really good too. So I don't know. That's a loaded question. I think if I had to pick one, it would be college sports. Rock Chalk.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out of here with your,
although I can't even talk about this season. That's a whole other conversation.
Well,
I'm just
not, I'm not okay.
Shut your mouth. But our best player is hurt.
Well, he's been playing though.
He has been playing.
Did you hear about the other day after the K-State game though?
No.
Sorry for all you K-State fans.
He's a Mizzou fan, even worse.
Yeah. Okay. Tang, right? That's the coach's name.
Uh-huh.
Tang. I saw in a press conference that Bill Self after the game said that he didn't go through the line, right? KU beat him by like 20 the other night.
Really?
He didn't shake hands.
I thought that normally he was kind of a good level-headed dude.
Right. Right. So
he probably just didn't want to shake Bill Self's hand because he's such a cheater.
Oh, okay.
And he got caught cheating and he just doesn't want to.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It. And I'm now that it. All the rules are changed so that everyone doesn't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Eventually these rules will make it so that I'm not cheating. So I'm just going to do it anyway.
No, it's so that classic they don't have to KU. Punish every single coach.
You know what Dustin brings up? That next year Mizzou has the number one, like, incoming freshman class. And I'm like, you just hold on to that real tight. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. You just hold on to that. That makes you feel good. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, how's their
They're terrible.
I
feel bad saying that, but they're really bad.
So what makes a number one recruit choose Mizzou?
Money. They're getting paid now.
Totally.
They're just professional athletes.
Yeah.
But, like,
I think maybe potential too to, like, start and play.
Yeah. There's definitely some piece of, like, I could go to KU and maybe start.
Right.
Or I could be the star.
Right.
At Mizzou.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that there is a star at Mizzou.
Yeah.
Shut it.
Poor thing. I feel bad for Mizzou fans.
Well, whatever. We were number 6 in the nation in football.
Elena.
You don't need to feel bad for us. We beat Ohio State.
Well, KU was good at football this year, too. Thank you very much.
Good.
Well, they were, right?
Yeah.
I think they were ranked like 14 or 15.
Even,
but no one
even,
cares about college football, okay?
Yeah, even with our backup quarterback playing most of the season, we were still pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty good. That's what I'm after. Pretty good.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm not after garbage.
Here's the thing.
Mizzou
Dustin gets it. He is a Mizzou alum.
He is.
And he was also an athlete at Mizzou.
He was.
Elena was an athlete at KU. Did you know that?
No, actually, I didn't know that.
She was on dance team.
I was on the dance team at KU.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was that experience? Would you do it again?
Would you allow your daughter to do it?
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not. But listen, I let them, like, try dance.
Yeah.
But, man, it's very provocative these days. I don't feel like it was. But But yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, I went to a private school. I was very sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to KU and seeing the way like people acted was very eye opening. And it was very shocking. So it was a great experience because I love basketball. And so I was right there on the court and got to meet a lot of the players and it was fine. But no, I don't think I would want, I think I would want my kids to have just like a normal college experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it taught me a lot, but
yeah. Would Dustin feel the same way you think about college sports?
No, I think he wants the kids to.
Yeah.
Do they swim? D1 Scully.
Nobody swims. Nobody dances.
Would he, is he glad about that? Does he feel like swimming's the wrong choice or would he be pumped?
No, he would have been like so pumped. Max did, he did try swim team for 2 years, but just didn't really love it.
Yeah.
And again, we always tell the kids, like, we had a childhood. We got to pick what we loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if you don't like it, moving on.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard, though. It kind of eats away. I mean, it's like, well, but maybe, like, one more chance.
Yeah. I love swim team. But honestly, I just remember, like, having snacks.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the meets and stuff on third, it's like the parents have to volunteer. It's just a different, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I went to watch volleyball tournaments for my niece, who's a freshman. They have to...
Ref.
Mm-hmm. I had never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, Charlotte had a tournament off Johnson Drive this past weekend. And so she had to be there at 7:30. She didn't actually play until 8:45 because she had to ref the 8 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Mm.
They like make the other team not playing be like the line judge and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. It just stinks when like you've been there all day. It's 3 o'clock and you lose and then you have to wait to ref the championship game.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah.
That would not be fun.
But I mean, I understand logistically. I mean, they cram like as many courts as they can in a gym.
Right.
So I don't think it's feasible to say that they could have that many people, many refs.
Yeah.
I feel like I would enjoy watching volleyball. I would struggle with, I think the worst would be softball or baseball. I'm just not a fan. So
yeah,
it's slow.
The two younger ones play softball.
Yeah, I just associate it with hot.
Yeah,
and slow, and
that's how I associate soccer.
Your kid is going to maybe make a play, get a hit, catch a ball, like 5 times,
right?
In the whole multi-hour experience.
Yeah,
how I feel about soccer, though.
At least they're running around out there.
But it's so slow, and it may not even get to their side of the field for like.
Yeah, that's true.
Ever, and then poor Reed, he just gets so distracted.
Oh my gosh! Is he playing soccer, or he played and didn't like
played,
it?
He's played in the fall, and Caleb recently said, "Should we sign him up for spring?" And I was like, "No," but that was more of a me thing, not a them thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't ask them. But I'm like, one season is enough, I feel like, a year. But like, I remember he was playing goalie one time, and the team, I think we were kind of dominating, so they weren't down his direction. But it's like, when the ball started going that way to that side, everyone had to yell, "Reed! Reed, look, turn around!"
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
He just loves his life. And I think there was like a bird or something else.
Yeah.
He was just, I don't know, drawing his name in the dirt.
Yeah. He
saw a caterpillar on the ground, something.
So cute. Yeah. Soccer, I feel like, has been really good for the kids for just like speed and agility and running around and get the wiggles out when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Max is really the only one. George is playing indoor right now, but I don't know if we're along for that world. I'm pro indoor sports.
Mm-hmm.
Indoor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Softball is, I mean, it starts in 2 weeks and then we'll go through the end of June. And it is, it's like 4 o'clock games.
Yeah.
And Georgia's a catcher. And it's like, okay, I really don't want her to like faint or pass out here. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? It's a struggle bus.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. I would much rather, I'm more of a basketball gal.
Same.
Yeah.
I was just so bad at basketball.
But
so bad.
For me, it's like I understand it. Cause
it's the hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
Now I know like my eyesight was really poor, but at the time I just thought I couldn't hit a baseball.
You were just like a blind kid?
Yeah. Well, I had one eye that was really bad.
Do you wear contacts?
Depth perception was hard. I used to. I got LASIK. Well, okay. PRK, but yeah. Huh. Well, you know that world.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I actually just had my final follow-up appointment yesterday.
That's good.
2020.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
But playing a sport you're really bad at is tough.
Yeah.
What's the worst eye story Dustin has come home?
Ooh.
Anything? Does he have to deal with like traumatic eye injury? Like,
yes,
someone got hit with something or...
I would say there's been a lot of gardening issues in the spring, kind of with like
gardening issues,
gardening or fencing.
Oh,
with stuff going in the eyes, but
as in like building a fence, right? Not
right.
The sport.
No. As in building.
I'm God.
Like I don't
wear helmets.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, he is...
I remember from the Parent Trap.
Maskless,
oh my gosh.
Maskless face fencing.
Yeah, so fencing, gardening, but no, I mean, he does a lot of cataracts and...
Right.
Yeah, eyelid lifts and... Yeah.
We had my neighbor growing up, his name was Herman. Mm-hmm. He was a little old man, but he had very saggy eyes and he got his, like, eyes lifted and then he just looked constantly surprised and he couldn't quite shut his eyes all the way anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
But he just looks like, oh my gosh, Herman.
But before he...
That's
going to
be me.
See.
Look at these. Look at these lids.
Oh my gosh.
They're hooded. I'm in trouble.
Oh my gosh.
I got George Bush
eyes. I know a guy.
George Bush.
My son has them too. We're in trouble.
And anytime I say anything about like, you can't, that's not good for your eyes. Caleb constantly is like, we know some eye doctors.
Oh yeah, they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no really traumatic. I mean, fireworks too.
Oh, yeah.
He's seen some really bad stuff from that. But
yeah, I lit a firework one time and then it was supposed to shoot like 10 things into the air. And the very first one just didn't shoot out of the firework. It just exploded and it tipped over. And then the next 9 shot at us. And Katie had this little like 2-year-old girl sitting on her lap and it was coming just right for him. Oh, so no. Katie like... sacrificed herself and it hit her in the face.
Oh no.
Yeah, and luckily no like serious damage. I mean, it left like a burn, but it was just like tiny little burn speckles.
Yeah, it looked like freckles of
and they
burn.
Healed and
was this
fine.
Recently or no,
this was in 2000
before you had kids.
12 or 13. Okay. Yeah, 10 years ago. Yeah, before kids. Yeah. And but like she felt it burning even though it wasn't like a terrible burn,
right?
And so we're walking into the house and she said, I'm thinking to myself, like, my face is melted off. Oh. Like, I am permanently, forever.
She thought she's going to be two-faced.
Disfigured.
Oh, my gosh.
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't really like fireworks.
Mm-mm.
I used to love them. Many... That was a moment where I was like, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I hate it with kids, with older kids and them wanting to light them.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a lot of quality control in the fireworks world either.
No.
Which.
And they are getting more adventurous and like wanting to, you know, set it down and light it.
Was it last year we went to your house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just kept remembering, like, we would light one, it would shoot off, or it would be like a fountain. And they, as soon as it stops, they want to run out there and like get it. And I'm like, stop.
Yeah. Stay away.
It might be a late bloomer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the scary part for me. Mm-hmm. But Vera seems to like them, so we're in for a world of that, I think. I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
we
I feel like every ones. Kid was a little bit of a pyro at some point.
Totally.
Like, you just, like, playing with a lighter was, mm-hmm. like, amazing.
My kids all light a candle, and they'll put their hand in the wax mm-hmm. and, like, walk around. And I'm like, well, okay, we've gotten into the wax because now it's everywhere. But, I mean, their fingers, and then they let it dry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Just, like...
Did you ever go to Silver Dollar City? And get like your hand dipped in wax.
I didn't
make,
do
like,
that,
the wax
but
figure.
I did get my name cut out of wood and then like a rainbow like paint application to it. My sister and I both had one.
Oh my gosh.
And you still have it in your house.
I mean, it sat on our desk for like literally like probably 15 years for both of us. Leanne and hers was sprayed in rainbow colors, and Lori and mine was sprayed in rainbow colors. And then there's also those leather necklaces, like the little medallions that you got, like,
Like, I don't know.
Nope. Like, I'm not. That's I don't not know. I'm not.
We're not following.
Big Silver Dollar City fan over here.
We didn't go to Silver Dollar City growing up, really.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
We went once or twice. But I just remember it being like a guy playing the spoons and like somebody making milk or butter, not like rides.
Honestly, now, yeah, though, crazy they now. Have yeah. good rides.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I've heard.
We went the last two summers and they have good rides.
Like Worlds of Fun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say better. I haven't been to Worlds of Fun in a while, though.
Are
I
you
guess.
A roller coaster fan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hate yep. it. Never been on a roller coaster. Shut Never up. Been on a Wait. Ferris wheel.
Hold on.
Nope.
How do you know you hate it?
Okay. I have a real issue with like heights. Like okay. when a plane takes off, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. We're dying in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Interesting.
So like never done a roller coaster.
Never. Actually, I take that back. I went on, have you guys been to Disneyland in nope. California?
Yeah.
There's a Cars ride there. And it's like it has like little hills. And I was peeing myself, okay? The kids were like, oh my gosh, Mom, you actually did it. I was like, never again. Yeah, it was terrible. But it was like a little kid ride.
Yeah.
What about like, have you been to Disney World with your family?
Mm-mm.
Like, would you do like Splash Mountain where you're in like the big boat thing?
Absolutely not. You wouldn't? Not interested. Nope.
Hmm.
No, I'm such a chicken.
Are your kids the same?
So Max doesn't really like roller coasters. I think it's a height thing and the speed and just he just doesn't really love them. The other three really do. So they'll go, like when we went to California, they did all the rides. Max didn't do, he did most of them actually. I did not do any of them besides Cars.
This is super embarrassing.
I'm going to look up Cars later and see. Like,
yeah. Oh, you've got to. Yeah.
This is super embarrassing, but I used to be like absolutely terrified when I was a kid. And we went to Six Flags as a family in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And they just opened the Batman was like the new roller coaster.
Ooh, it sounds scary.
Is that where your legs hang down?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think they did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, you know, it comes over your shoulders. And I sobbed the entire time, like in line. I don't know how old I was. 10? I don't know. I was like, I do not want to go. My dad was like, you're going.
Oh, my God.
Suck it up. And I had a great time.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay, what about like Fury of the Nile at Worlds of Fun where you're in the round thing?
That's not like a hill. Yeah, just you go through the river.
And you go through the current?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's like a
not.
Boat. It's like a round boat.
Yeah, I don't actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't know what, I have never taken the kids to Worlds of Fun.
Okay.
Now they do like Oceans of Fun. I'll do like slides and stuff.
Okay.
Just not really into the rides.
Yeah, that would be like a combo. It's like an in between.
Half and half, yeah. Katie and I went
for... Because it's kind of like a water ride because you get wet.
Huh. I think it was our 5-year anniversary. We went to Cedar Point and rode all the roller coasters. It was great.
Hmm.
We love roller coasters.
Cedar Point?
Yeah.
It's like the best amusement park in the country.
Where is it?
In Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, they have the one that, like the very first one that like it's a top field dragster and it just like shoots you straight up and then you go straight down.
I'm dead.
It was the best.
Dead. In fact, on Good Morning America this morning, they were talking about a flight that was en route that I don't know if there was an engine fire or something. Mm-hmm. And the kids were like, oh my gosh, I wonder if everyone's okay. I'm like, I wouldn't have been. I would have been dead.
Even if they landed
dead,
fine?
I don't like to fly. No.
Yeah. So like will you drive at almost
no,
any cost?
No, I mean, I'll do it. Yeah. No, I do it.
So, yeah. When you went to Italy, how did you handle
Took
that?
Took a boat?
Well... You know what, actually,
medication.
I will say that Italy was not bad at all because you get on a flight at like 9 o'clock at night and then
sleep.
I took Benadryl
mm-hmm.
and then I passed out. So it wasn't that big of a deal. And the planes are gigantic.
I'm worried about, I've never really flown at night except one time coming back from Hawaii and I was pregnant. So I was crazy uncomfortable.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
And it was a flight and it was a Delta flight and it felt crammed and tiny. It felt like I had less room than on like a Southwest flight. I don't know. It was awful. And I didn't sleep a wink, even though I medicated myself with the Unisom that you can take when you're pregnant. So I also know like I'm not a good sleeper like in the car. And so I'm a little worried about like, will I even be able to sleep on this flight to France this summer?
When do you, it's June, right?
Right.
Yeah, you'll be okay. You just need to take Benadryl.
Okay.
I saw a meme the other day that said Benadryl's marketing And it was like, you can't sneeze if you're asleep.
Yeah. It's actually genius.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a miracle drug.
Yeah.
I give it to the kids when they're nauseous too. I feel like it helps me when I'm nauseous. Oh,
interesting.
Or like allergies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if they have drainage. Right. Yeah.
Does it make them tired though?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the
best.
That's
a bonus.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Totally. Yeah. You just need to take that and you'll be okay. It was really, honestly, we got on the flight at 8:30 at night and then I was up for like an hour.
Caleb, if it were Caleb, he would be able to fall asleep in an instant.
That's yeah, me too.
Because he could fall asleep on a rock or something. Mm-hmm. And Dustin's, I need a mattress.
Yeah. I need quiet, pitch black.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. No, you'll be okay. It really was easy, actually.
Okay.
Now, the flight coming home, you leave at like 10 a.m. and you fly all day.
Mm.
That was hard with kids. That was really hard with kids.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't have kids. So. Yeah.
I haven't ever nice. Done a super long flight. Like the only time I've left the country has been to like the Caribbean and you fly to Dallas and then you fly to, you know, yeah, 2 hours to whatever. So I haven't really done like a long,
yeah,
long haul.
Hawaii was hard. But again, it was in the middle of the night and I was pregnant.
Let me tell you what happened to me 2 weeks ago. We went to Charleston for a wedding. And then to come back from Charleston to Kansas City, we flew from Charleston to Denver. Back to Kansas City. So dumb.
Yeah. I feel like every time we go to Denver, it's so bumpy.
Mm.
They say because like the mountains yeah, and the airflow.
It was just dumb. And it was way too long.
What were the days where Kansas City used to be a hub for airports and now we're not? Like back in the day.
Were we ever?
When TWA was here, we were the headquarters for that.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, that for a while. And then they moved to like Oklahoma or something.
Huh.
And then they went out of business.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of like their old like
logo and imaging.
Yeah.
Well, like they had like a really cool building, like, or their terminal or something. It was very like futuristic looking and cool, but
yeah, like I think that we used to be more of a hub and now we just are not at all. So, and I also feel like post COVID, the nonstop flights from Kansas City
just never came back.
Just a lot of the ones that I was even just familiar with that I had to look up a lot, like traveling to High Point, you know, North Carolina for market. All of a sudden there was like,
oh, there's no nonstops anymore?
There wasn't for a while. Now there is one nonstop option. I just feel like that's been the case for a lot of flights I've had to look up recently.
How do you feel about the new airport?
It's great.
Okay. Yeah, I really like it too.
Yeah. I do like the parking garage, although it's kind of expensive, but at least you can check and see if there's spots
open.
We
did it last time.
Yeah, we did too.
You know why?
Why?
Because it was when we came back from Cameron's wedding and we were trying to get out of there in a hurry.
Yeah.
And the shuttle to the economy parking took forever. We finally got on the shuttle. And, you know, we had not checked a bag or anything because we were, like, in a hurry. We literally were on the shuttle and watched you and Katie pull out of the parking garage and just thought, we should have done that because, like, Katie checked a bag or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, we watched you guys and we were still stuck on the bus. And we were, like, trying to get home in a hurry because of, like, kids and sitters and all that stuff. And so this time when we went to, where did we just go?
Vegas.
Yeah.
For the Super Bowl?
No, we went for my sister's 40th birthday.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. We thought we're doing what Katie and Trent did. So we did that surface parking.
We're trendsetters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the older I get, the more willing I am to pay for convenience.
Yeah, definitely.
100%.
Definitely. Don't
like,
care.
It's like, it was like $27 more. It's like done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That equals my convenience.
I don't remember the last time I've been to a grocery store. I don't go to the grocery store. I just do Instacart.
We do a lot of Target pickup.
Yeah.
So at least we're not in walking around, but still. Yeah.
Yeah. Convenience is like, well, with little kids to get them out and unbuckled and ugh.
Yeah.
And then a newborn coming. Yeah.
Oh man. I can't imagine. Like, I can handle 2 kids. I don't think I'm going to be able to handle 3, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
get ready.
Too bad.
Yeah, ready or not.
Vera can finally do her buckles.
Just cross that bridge when you get there.
But, yeah, that's Lori's philosophy on life.
Seriously.
Which is in 5 weeks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Has she gone early with the other two? Or?
Well, she makes giant babies, so it's always like she's going to get induced
when they can, like at 39.
Yeah, so it doesn't go into labor, but she gets induced because we make giant babies.
Oh my gosh!
So Rhett was 9'2", and he came a week early. So.
Oh my gosh!
Right?
Wow!
He's a big boy.
How big was Vera?
She was also 9'2", but was like 3 days late. So.
Is she diabetic? Is Katie diabetic? Or no?
No. Nope. Just makes monsters.
Yeah, just.
Monster babies.
Chubsters, those are the best.
Yeah, but she didn't do any sort of like drugs or painkillers with Vera just to see if she could do it. And she did it. And then we found out she was 9'2". Like, we didn't know she was going to be big. And the nurses kept like coming by our room and like looking in. They're like, are you the one that had the 9-pound baby without any drugs?
She is an angel. She's a real
She said
superstar.
It was the stupidest decision she ever made, and she'll never do it again.
So then with Rhett, she got an epidural?
Yeah, she was like literally napping through labor.
You had epidurals, didn't you?
I did with the first two, but Faye came so fast I didn't have time.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine.
But that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's the only way I would have done it. Natural is no option.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally got
rolled.
Was
it terrible?
Honestly, I don't really feel like it felt that different from Cohen, who was sunny side up. And I had an epidural because they're harder to push out.
Right.
And Faye was tiny. She was only 5'7".
Oh, she was.
Yeah, I know, which is just like, ugh.
She's so precious.
I know. Well, Faye. Except kind of right now.
Oh, yeah.
But,
sorry.
You just need like another year. I felt like after, I know, like right after three, I felt like it was okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she was so tiny. But I think the thing for me that I was just absolutely losing my mind was the drive to the hospital. Those contractions where it's like
terrible.
She was within 10 minutes of coming.
Oh my gosh.
If people would have had, or if I would have had that kind of contraction for like hours, no way would I have been able to do that for hours and hours and hours like some women might have, you know. But, like, I had no option. I was, like, sitting in a car.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize. How long were you at the hospital before you had her?
Like, literally 7 minutes. From the time that I walked in the doors in the ER to when she came out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They cut it a little close.
It wasn't my fault, though. It just went crazy fast.
So,
I left my house within an hour of waking up in the middle of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That could have been like a really crazy story about you delivering in your car.
And I know she almost was born in the Honda Odyssey.
The most sanitary of all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she would have been covered in goldfish crumbs.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, let's wash off Cheerios. The afterbirth and this Cheerio stuck to her butt.
So gross. Oh, kids.
Wow.
Talk about kids destroying things.
But yeah,
how
she
about
was
cars?
Delivered by the nurses.
Oh, the cars are.
There, no doctor was there.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's fine though. Nurses know what they're doing.
Shout out nurses. They're sponsoring this podcast, actually.
Every nurse. Yeah, right. They don't get paid enough. They don't need to give money to us.
It's actually sponsored by North Kansas City Hospital.
Oh
for
gosh.
All your baby needs.
And then we were asked to be photographed for one of their new brochures.
Mm-hmm.
With us and Faye. So me and Caleb and Faye are in like a North Kansas City brochure.
Do you have one?
I don't know if I have it, but I did see it somewhere.
Oh, that's cool.
I did see the picture that ended up on all the things.
That's cool.
I
Marketing
guess.
Material.
I guess. I mean, I look, you know, fresh.
Yeah.
And I even put makeup on.
That's hard.
Oh.
It's fine though. I don't really care.
One time we went on a family vacation down to Florida. Katie was 8 months pregnant, maybe 7 months pregnant. And we went to this restaurant. It's like a beachside restaurant, but there's no air conditioning. It's just like it's on the beach, so it's kind of open.
Mm-hmm.
But we were inside. We weren't like on the patio, and it was just hot. And
just, like,
she was
getting
just,
nauseous.
Yeah, overheating.
Her.
And so she was sweating, just like sweating, and had to like go outside, like, oh, I'm going to pass out. I'm so hot. And then my family decided, let's take a family picture since we're all here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was rough.
Oh, my gosh. Poor
Katie.
Thing. Yeah,
that's a family mom for you. This is a great time to take a picture.
Yeah. We're always looking for a picture opportunity.
Katie's dying.
We went to Siesta Key. It was pretty fun.
Never been.
That was pretty cool. Little town in Florida. Hmm. I don't know. We don't really vacation. I wish we did.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, are you guys doing anything? You're not. You're going to the hospital for spring break.
We went to Charleston.
Yeah.
We went to Charleston for Katie's friend's wedding and for like 2 days. But
yeah.
That was fun, but that's it.
Yeah. Are you guys doing anything?
We're just taking just the boys. We're leaving the little monster at home.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully.
Where are you going?
Mom, text me back. if you can watch back.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. We're going to Chicago with the boys.
Oh, that's right.
For like 5 days or 4 days.
And we love Chicago.
We're taking them to a Bulls game because they got really obsessed with the Bulls. Well, Reed specifically. Because before we got the PS5, the only game system that we had was my old Nintendo 64.
Still worked?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we had
like they used to.
NBA Jam. And so Reed loved to be the Bulls.
Oh,
and so that's
God.
How he got really obsessed with the Bulls. So we thought, oh, well, let's go to Chicago for a few days. We can do like Shedd Aquarium and some other stuff there, and we'll take them to a Bulls game.
That's fun.
Deep dish pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go to Chicago and not get deep dish pizza.
Yeah, it's delicious.
But which one? Because I've had like the touristy one, Giordano's or whatever, I don't know. And it was not good. It tasted like I was eating yellow cake.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Dry yellow cake.
You need
cake
to go to RPM.
Pizza topping.
Have you been there? So
I've
good.
I've been to the Italian.
Yes, it's delicious.
Yes, I know. Okay, I was wondering if that place would be appropriate with kids. What do you think?
Yeah,
my
for
older
sure.
boys. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I do want to go there.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
We're doing Florida. My kids don't know this, but I bought them. We're going to a Heat game and they're playing Golden State. They're playing Steph Curry.
Oh, wow.
So the kids are going. So I bought two of them a Miami shirt and two of them a Golden State.
Nice.
And they're both going to open at the same time.
Oh, fun.
They're going to be so pumped.
Yeah.
That will be fun.
We're also going to kayak with manatees.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
fun.
My friend Heather Perdue.
Yeah.
Love her. She did it and we're going to a different place, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I think the kids
fun.
Are really pumped.
We went, not to dissuade you from kayaking. I'm sure it'll be amazing. We went.
Oh, no.
We went.
She has anxieties.
Hilton Head.
Oh, right.
We went to Hilton Head on a family vacation. I was like in high school. And we went kayaking and we're just like with a guide or whatever. And we went out through like, it was like kind of like marshland. Like there's like plants, you know,
yeah,
growing
yeah,
up through
yeah.
the water and you're going through these little channels. And we get like back to the dock and we're like, oh, that was fun. And he's like, no, we're not done. Like that's kind of halfway. And we're like, oh, okay. Like, oh. We're kind of tired. Well, anyway, so then we go down and we're going like down away from the dock. Turns out with the tide.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw like dolphins and it was amazing.
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah. Then we have to go like back to the start point, but then we're going against the tide. Like the tide's going out and we're coming back. My sister was crying.
Oh, I bet.
We are like all just like, like dying. I mean, I'm not like used to kayaking,
yeah.
right? That's like a different muscle set. So yeah, we get back and
so maybe
it was kind
do
of,
some chest press.
It was
oh my
kind
God, right.
a little bit
10
of like
push-ups. Everybody's doing
kayaking
push-ups
kayaking from hell. Like my sister was literally in tears.
Oh, that's sad.
And then she married a man that loves to like
yeah,
kayak
stuff. And be outdoors. Hmm. She's come a long ways. Shout out Natalie. She actually is sponsoring this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Newsflash.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah.
Natalie, put in the comments how much money you're going to give us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm sure yours will be great though. And you won't
fingers
have
crossed.
Any of that.
Yeah. No,
with
I'm
manatees,
excited.
Like how do they know they're going to be there?
So it. We can only do it if it's a certain temperature and the water is a certain temperature. So fingers crossed, we may just be kayaking and not see anything. But you can actually get in the water and go under. You can't touch them, but you can go get in the water. And so, yeah, we're going to try it out. We'll see. It'll be an experience.
Exciting.
What town in Florida are you staying?
We are going to Key Largo and we're driving. We rented a car. We're driving like 10 miles away. I actually don't even know the name of
to do that part.
Kayaking,
yeah.
Okay.
So you're flying?
We are flying, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The force be with you.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's hard with kids. It's like, Mom, what's happening? I'm like, it's fine. Everybody's fine.
Just,
the
yeah.
plane is shaking. And we're dropping 100 feet, but it's fine.
Yeah. People survive these every day.
Right. Yeah. Love that response when they say that. It's like, thanks. Well, I just lost 10 pounds and 10 years off my life, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you order a drink?
No.
On the plane?
I don't. I probably should, but yeah. I don't. So, I mean, I would say 90% of the time it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just had a really bad flight coming back from California going through Denver.
I've only been on one of those, and it's not comforting.
Yeah, it's just not very comfortable.
It also makes me nauseous when you're, like, really bouncing around up there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've had some, but nothing quite. I don't know. I also don't think it bothers me too much.
Yeah, I mean, Dustin, like, could sleep through anything.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't. He's like, that was a great flight. I just assume we almost died. The plane almost went down, but thanks.
I just assume that it's going to be fine. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. If it's not, you know, we cross that bridge when we come.
Right.
And then I meet
famous
the Lord.
Last words.
What more can I want?
We're like nose diving to the ground. It's like, look, if we crash, we'll cross that bridge.
When we're all going together.
That sounds like future me's problem.
Golden streets. Here we come.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what else? Lori, you got anything else? Anything you want to share with the world? We asked if you had a billboard that everybody could see, and you could put whatever you want on it. What would you put on the billboard?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question.
Don't you do advertising for a living?
I do, yeah. But not billboards.
Okay.
I'm not a copywriter. But, okay, what would I put? What were your responses?
I don't remember.
I think I've answered several times, so it's kind of changed every time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have no... Did I answer this question?
Last week, Michael said, I think he finally landed on, maybe just listen was his billboard.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think maybe keep calm and carry on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
famous words that I struggling with.
You run that through your head.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're going to say your prayers at night, I'm struggling to keep calm.
Yeah, right.
I guess mine would be drive to the cross basket. That bridge when you get there.
Yeah.
My billboard would be drive to the basket.
Gosh, isn't that so sad? I mean, 10 years old and I'm like, oh my God, parent fail.
I mean.
I mean, she's probably just, if that's her biggest struggle, maybe it's okay.
Yeah, that's probably
a good
sign.
As long as it wasn't eating her up.
No, I mean, we had had a good afternoon. She had a game in the morning and she seemed fine.
Right. Maybe she was just really digging for something. Yeah.
Since becoming a parent, my bar for parent fail has been way raised.
Yeah.
Of what I used to consider a parent fail. Now I'm like, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's hard because they process things differently, you know, and they're totally, I mean, she says stuff sometimes and I'm like, I didn't even like think about that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
well, and each kid is different. I'm seeing that now. Even now, at 4 and 2, I can tell, like, oh, you guys are completely different people.
Yes. Yes.
Caleb always looks at me and is like, Cohen's just like you. And I'm like, I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Strong, independent.
That's right.
Knows what he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's a good thing.
Not
it's a great thing.
Easily
swayed
convinced.
By.
Convinced.
Yeah.
Yeah. My beautiful daughter, she knows what she wants and she's not afraid to rally the troops to her cause.
Oh my gosh.
So we took her to school and she goes to like a Montessori thing. And the teacher said she has really strong leadership skills.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so she's
love when they
she's
say that.
The bossy.
Gonna be a great leader in politics, or she's gonna
run the cartel,
form a coup.
Yeah, she might be president. I don't know.
I'd vote
never
for
know.
Her.
You never know. She'd have yogurt squeezies for everybody in the country.
Free Cheez-Its and
yeah,
fun times.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're just cute. At least they're cute.
They're cute, man.
They are really cute.
Even Cohen, he's so cute.
Good thing.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Saving grace. Because sometimes they get you.
What did you say on the podcast with me? And Lane repeated it back to us on a text when you were talking about Gracie, like, cuter things are easier to love.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was talking about his dog, but I mean, it might be true.
Yes, definitely. Especially when they say it with such like innocence and such like conviction. It's like, oh my gosh, you're so cute.
Yeah, Vera's,
but you are also a psychopath.
Vera's really into like, you did not use nice words to me. And I'm like, well, you need to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
I've said nice words the last 30 minutes.
Yeah. You need to be a listener and maybe the words will be nicer. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bedtime is so hard. Gosh, it's
tough.
Hard.
That's when I yell the most.
Yeah. It's not when I yell the most. I just get so frustrated. It's like, I've asked you 400 times how your day was.
I think it's
what you did at recess. Yeah. I turn the lights off.
And now you want
to
talk.
And it's like, oh my gosh, today at school, I forgot to tell you. It's like, why?
I think it's, yeah, it's tough because at that point, like, you're just done.
Done.
The day has been long. Yes. It's, I'm ready to be
Mine
done.
Mine is, it's the yell comes from like, if I say brush your teeth 10 times at a normal volume,
yeah.
If I yell it on the 11th,
yeah.
Will that make it happen?
Right. Yeah.
Like I've run out of things to do.
Yeah.
Or like, remember this tomorrow because you've prolonged bedtime by an hour when you're melting down and when you don't want to get out of bed, I'm going to remind you.
Yeah.
That means tomorrow night you have to go to bed earlier. It's like we have to start the process 30 minutes earlier because they talk for so long.
Mm. How can I use the PS5 to make them brush
get
their
them
teeth?
To brush their teeth, yeah.
Faster the first time. I'm going to have to think about that. Mm. Anyway, thoughts to leave on.
Yes.
Do they get up early enough to play PS5 before school?
They would, but I don't allow it. I tell them it's not good for your brain.
If you've brushed your teeth without being asked the night before, you get 5 minutes of PS5.
No.
Okay.
I can't be that household that like lets them play video games nonstop.
What do they do?
After school?
Do puzzles and read books?
No, I do let them watch like a little cartoon show in the morning, but I don't want them gaming before school. And maybe I might be splitting hairs here. But
yeah. My mom never let me have any video games. She called them the devil box.
Yeah.
And never.
We don't have any either.
They were not in our house.
I mean, I would actually love to play Mario Brothers, but.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, no, we did not have them. And
we
then
didn't
all
either.
My friends did. And I was the weird kid out. But
now
I don't play video games. And I feel like that's, you know, I'm glad for that.
I definitely struggled deciding if PS5 would be appropriate.
And now that you have it?
As long as we are consistent on time limits and which games, I feel okay with how it stands right now. So, but I was really worried that maybe they were still too young, which it definitely would have been a fine decision to wait. That's never going to be a bad decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just don't. Dustin is a little bit different, but he will watch like sporting stuff. Mm-hmm. But my rule is no TV Monday through Thursday. But like if the Chiefs are on or there's like KU's playing, they do watch it.
Yeah. And I mean, no one would ever watch Mizzou, so that's fine.
Right. They're not even televised games. Yeah. Okay. Watch it on your iPad. Okay. It's fine.
You can watch it on 38 The Spot.
Right.
Someone is streaming it on YouTube.
Seriously. No, I just feel like my kids have a really hard time of like when I say it's time to turn it off, even if it's like 30 minutes and then it's like, it does something really crazy to them.
Totally.
And it makes them like whine and cry for like 45 minutes.
What do they do on Monday through Thursday?
Yeah. What do they fill their time with?
I feel like it just requires more of you.
Well, okay. So as a youngster, like with young kids, I could have never done that. Mm-hmm. Never done that.
Now that they're older.
But now that they're older, like you can work on stuff from school. You can play a math game. You can play cards. You can go outside. I mean, we have a trampoline. There's many of things to do.
A math game.
Make your lunch for tomorrow.
On your
iPad.
Go pick
out your clothes. No, we do, like I have a flashcard, like multiplication, addition, subtraction.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
And then they also have a tutor. Uh-huh. So she'll leave homework and I'll be like, do your math, you know, one sheet or whatever for them. So. Yeah. I don't know.
Do they,
in the summer, it's not.
Little
we
House
don't
on
go
the Prairie.
By, right. In the summer, we don't go by those rules. But I will say, like, if they've been watching too much, I'll be like, all right, no TV today. Or you have an hour limit.
We talked about doing screen-free Sunday. We're actually going to try it this Sunday. Caleb and I decided.
Wow, that's hard.
For
I feel like
you
Sunday,
too?
We, like, binge watch.
Yeah, I think for him and I, too.
We used to do no phone dates. And oh, that's a good
idea. That's a really good idea.
Caleb now has two phones, one for work, one for personal.
It's really alarming. If you like just leave your phone at home and go somewhere, you notice like how much everybody else is on their phone. Like even just like waiting in line for things or whatever. You're like, ordering, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Everybody looks like a zombie.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad how much we rely on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be worse once it's like strapped to your face, which seems like that's coming our way pretty fast here. So
shout out to Tim. I did really love his sermon about idols and about, I mean, I didn't realize like how much I was on my phone.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed that one, I think, because we were out of town. I need to go back and listen.
It was, yeah, it was very eye-opening. But I took a lot away from that. But I did take away, like, I am constantly searching for entertainment, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, if a kid's not in my face and I'm caught up with work, I'm, like, on something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even if it's 2 minutes. And then I find myself, like, the kids are, like, ask me a question. I'm like, ugh.
I was being entertained.
I'm in the middle of watching Brittany Mahomes right now. Okay. Like, could you leave?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like I really didn't realize.
Well, the tricky part is like I was watching a podcast or something and this guy had worked for, I think, Facebook, and he was like the head of the team that was like user engagement. It's like his whole job is to get you to be on Facebook more. Wow. And he said, like, there are teams of the best engineers in the world, like hundreds and hundreds of these people designing this product to get you to, not be able to quit. And he's like, to think that you're like, I'm an adult. I can just stop when I want.
It's like literally trying to facilitate addiction.
Yeah, he's like this literally teams of engineers that do nothing but try to figure out how to make it more addictive.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard, too, with teens and like all of the things that they have now.
Yeah.
Like, where do you draw the at what age can they have social media? Like, where do you draw the line? Because a lot of them just communicate through like Snapchat and all of that.
I know.
Caleb has.
That's going to be a tough one for me.
A full fledged view of that.
Oh, I bet.
With being the assistant principal. Now.
What does he say?
Well, literally the first 2 weeks of his job, he called up his siblings and was like, do not let your children get Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Do not. He deals with so much backlash from Snapchat.
In particular? Or just in addition to the others?
I mean, I think that's the one that like has this high school generation really great is Snapchat.
I know, but like the conversations disappear. It's scary to
me.
It's scary.
That's an issue. But then also just the fact that they will screenshot it and then it gets viral, sent around to people, and then it's just all these problems. And so
what a world.
And then he was talking about another one that's like a current day chat room. Almost like what our old like AOL chat room would be. I don't remember the name of it though.
Huh.
But he could do a whole freaking seminar on.
Yeah, I'd love to pick his brain about that.
Yeah, he would love to talk to you.
Yeah.
That scares the bejesus out of me.
I mean, it's certainly make our kids be lacking in that category.
Yeah, I feel like they can't communicate. That's like a whole nother podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's
the options
away.
That they have is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even for me as an adult, like sometimes like my feelings are hurt or I feel left out. You know, I can't imagine like hormonal and that
you're not
teenage
confident
years. Right. And you're
yourself.
Going through like so many changes and you don't really understand yourself. You know, it's just like hard for them to like when your friends are posting pictures all together and they didn't invite you or
right.
It's like, I don't know. It's just opening up the door to more problems, I feel like. But I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah. When we did Young Life, we were Young Life leaders in Topeka, and these girls would like take a picture, but then they wouldn't post it because like they knew the right time of day to get the most amount of likes. And I'm like, jeez, this has gotten twisted.
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
it's scary.
Or maybe it was designed that way to try to get people addicted and, you know, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Which I am. But, yeah, I don't like it. I'm going to have a real hard time letting my kids have any accounts of any social media, or even just smartphones in general. Like, I feel like it's going to have to be very locked down and stripped away from all the things because that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to, like,
I just feel like you
want them
to
be included, but yet you also don't want to.
That's why we just got to band together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The parents of the.
Well, so no, I just feel like, yeah, you could do just as much damage with a smartphone as you could with a gun. We don't give freaking 12-year-olds guns.
Right. I don't know. We definitely felt like we were a minority. We did not let our kids have iPads. Now, I'm not talking about, like, the school ones they have. But we as a family did not own iPads for our children. Yep. And I think we felt like we were definitely one of the only families.
Don't feel bad. My kids don't have me.
In our circle that did not let their children have iPads.
We don't have them, but man, it's tempting.
You know, like the little ones uh-huh. that they can watch like movies or stuff on. We had those when they were little for like flights and long car rides. But they still don't have iPads.
Yeah. And their school iPads, we make them put it away when they get home. They do like this one math game called Prodigy.
It's not really a math game. My kids play it too. Wait, is that the one where they like race? They like do one math problem and then they race?
But it's similar. It's like one math problem and then they get to like, I don't know. It's like wizards.
George is like, oh, I'm going to do my math on my iPad. And I'm like, no, this is a race. It's like 1 - 0. I'm like, dude, you're in second grade. Yeah. Like, no, this is not okay. Yeah,
they like Prodigy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to find a balance in what works for you.
Yeah, because I also don't want to make my kids into weirdos that have no friends.
Right.
But at what cost?
I feel like COVID did that though.
Yeah. Mm.
My kids are really just. I mean, they have friends, but they don't. I mean, I remember at that age, like wanting to be around my friends.
Mm-hmm.
They could just like take it or leave it. I mean, again, different personalities.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely different.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Solve all the world's problems today.
Kids, man. Yeah. Way more complicated than I thought.
So much more complicated.
Well, at least we all know we're amazing parents and we're killing it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think anyone would agree with that if I would have videotaped this morning getting ready.
No.
Hmm. I don't think anyone would agree with that if they, like me talking back to Faye this morning.
Talking back.
I'm like, well, you actually don't have to freak out like this when I'm changing her diaper.
Oh my gosh.
There's no point in that.
Uh-huh.
She can't understand anything, but it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So talking back to 1-year-olds and all the challenges that come with parenthood. Anything else you want to leave the fans with?
Oh. Our tens of fans are dying to know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Yes, today. It was really fun.
Yeah.
You guys are the best, and I enjoy working with you. I strongly recommend if anyone is on the fence to.
Thank you.
Well, that's very sweet.
Have them call me.
Yeah.
We will gladly work.
I can sell it for you.
I know you could.
Yeah. We will gladly work for anybody you recommend because you're the best.
Yeah.
So. Oh my gosh. That's really sweet. Well, everyone that sees the basement raves about it. So
that's
hopefully
good.
You guys will get some
business. It's a great
there.
Basement.
Lori is a great designer. So
she makes
it happen. All right, guys. Until next time.
Okay.
Yes.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace out. Bye.